Russian ruse. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Moscow claiming Tuesday it was pulling back some of its troops near the borders with Ukraine. But it may be just the opposite.
Sources tell Fox News that despite Russian claims about moving its forces back from the Ukrainian border, the Kremlin is actually moving those troops forward. An ominous signal of threat, if not intention, from Moscow. This as U.S. intelligence reports increased cyber attacks in Kyiv, an expected prelude to a possible hot war.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington speaking from the White House. President Biden Tuesday repeating his threat of severe sanctions against Russia if there is an invasion.
To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. And I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, a country and a people with whom you share such deep ties of family, history, and culture.
Russia's President Putin says he'd still welcome a dialogue with the West. The Biden administration telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion for the fight against COVID-19. The request reportedly includes $18 billion for vaccines, $5 billion for testing, and more than $3.5 billion to prepare for future variants. The sheriff of Harris County, Texas, says two deputies were shot and wounded Tuesday night are now in fair condition with non-life-threatening injuries, but it was close.
One sustained a gunshot wound to his leg, and then a second wound was a grazed wound to his head, which, again, just very, very fortunate. Because it could have clearly been a fatal wound.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the suspect, who'd been firing a gun in a residential neighborhood, was killed by deputies' return fire. Heavy rains in Brazil triggering mudslides and flooding in a mountainous region near Rio de Janeiro, killing at least 18 people. There are fears that number could go much higher. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
With the world's attention focused on Ukraine's borders, the surge of migrants crossing the U.S. southern border continues.
Del Rio sector been incredibly busy lately. That's where border agents actually saved the lives of a Haitian family this weekend as they were drowning in the Rio Grande. Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector, where a single large group of 112 migrants was encountered, all from Central America, 70 unaccompanied kids mixed in with that group. Then also out of Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector, a big fentanyl bus. Border agents there arresting a Mexican national who was smuggling these fentanyl pills under his clothes while he was riding public transit, a shuttle to the Tucson area. Those pills worth $85,000 on the street. DEA Phoenix now handling that case. And lastly, border agents also arresting a convicted child rapist who crossed illegally into Arizona.
Fox's Bill Malusian reports Border Patrol agents logged 5,700 daily encounters with illegal border crossers in December. A day after a federal judge said he'd throw out the case, the jury has rejected Sarah Palin's claims that the New York Times deliberately defamed her.
The jury determined the newspaper did not damage Palin's reputation. She claimed the Times editorial linked her political activity to heated rhetoric and shootings that wounded sitting Congress members. The Times apologized for the implication in a correction. Palin's attorney, Kenneth Turkell, said he was disappointed with the decision, but
we can't come into court, seek redress, seek jury trials, and then complain about the hand the system plays us. We complain about that at the next level.
The judge did intend to dismiss the case, saying Palin's lawyers didn't prove malice. Turkell did not commit to an appeal, saying they would weigh all options. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Searchers off the coast of the Outer Banks of North Carolina have found the wreckage of a small plane that crashed Sunday with 8 people aboard. They report finding no survivors. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.